wonderful people, great Biafrans, wonderful listeners, wherever you are in the world, we are welcoming you to another very, 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 very exciting edition of the News Hour, coming to you from Radio Biafra in London on 11870 kHz on the shortwave band. You can get it on the 25-meter band. We must continue to stress. I have with me in the studio today a very, very eclectic lineup. We have Wanda Amarachi, who is at the news desk, who will be giving us the news headlines very shortly. We have with us also Tabu Masiebu, and also we have Uchema Fo here. Hopefully, Dr. Chukwumekamba will be able to join us later on to perhaps offer his perspective on the criminality going on in the country called Nigeria. We are very, very excited to welcome you to this wonderful, wonderful program. Before we proceed, I'll very quickly go to the panelists that we have here with us today to perhaps try and tell us precisely what they have in store for you. Please, Tabu.
Hello, listeners. Thank you and good evening. We are here today in order to continue with our struggle and continue with our new.
Yes, and Amarachi, please.
Ibundioma Negenti. Oge Rukwana Ozomba, I know Natulari Uche.
And Uche, please.
Fellow Bia France, good evening. Welcome to the program.
Thank you very much. As you've heard, they're all here ready to go. Without much hesitation, please, if we can just delve straight into the major headlines, please. We've heard there's quite a lot of criminality going on in the country, Nigeria, because Uche, it seems you're indicating that a lot of our people don't want us to discuss any issues about Nigeria, but what Amarachi is about to tell us in the news headlines is important that we cover such issues, because Igbos are affected also, isn't it?
Yes, of course. If we're only talking about Biafra, we have to be relating it to other issues happening within the enclave called Nigeria. Of course, it is the Nigerian looters and criminals that have been doing things that are very inimical and very, very, very adversely affecting the people of Biafra. They loot, they steal, they stifle the economy, and in the final analysis, the Biafrans are the people suffering.
So it's necessary that we cover issues, even though it is not particularly pertaining to directly related to Biafra per se, or this relates to it, isn't it? I mean, when there is criminality going on, anyway, let's go through the headlines first of all, and then we'll come into the analysis later. Amarachi, if you can just maybe give us the headlines, please.
Okay, we have about four headlines today, and the first one is talking about the former defense minister and the chief of armed staff, retired general T.Y. Danjuma, who declares that Nigeria is a failed state. Equally, the former Petroleum Resources Minister, David West, has equally voiced the fact that Nigeria is a hopeless case beyond redemption. And the second one is talking about Minister of Justice, Bello Adoke. I'm sorry for that. Who says no one will be prosecuted over $6.8 billion fuel subsidy scam.
Not even a million,
yes. And the third one is about millions of public sector workers unpaid in Nigeria. And the last one is, why have Igbo governors not reactivated all the manufacturing industries built by Dr. Michael Opara and Sam Bakwe?
Thank you very much. I can see Tabwe is cannot wait to get his teeth into some of these criminals. What we can also say is that we're going to name names this evening. You know, this is in the time-honored tradition of Radio Biafra. There are no sacred cows. We did warn looters and criminals and embezzlers that we are coming after them. And today we are beginning the series of naming and shaming these hopeless criminals, who are responsible for the death of children, who are responsible for lack of medication in the country, who are responsible for impoverishing the people to the point that we have the likes of Boko Haram, who are responsible for the state of roads in the country. People go on the roads and they die. Who are responsible for typhoid. We can even say that these people are actually the disease. These people are worse than a plague, than biblical plague. Ndio here, on a man as looters, embezzlers, and the man I got a child in Akko, what he and their name. But before you come in, let's go and perhaps give them a slight narrative of what is actually going on. Because I think after many years of futile attempts to deny the obvious, the former Tiwa Dojima was a former army officer. He was a coup plotter. He was the man that killed General Agu Ironsi. He was an Igbo man, the only general decorated in the battlefield, unlike themselves, who were decorated in their offices in Lagos. He was also the former defense minister, Teofilos Danjuma, and joining him is Tam David West, the former petroleum minister. Now they have recognized that Nigeria is a failed state. So it's not actually what the American report said, which Radio Biafra reported in 2009, that Nigeria is a failed state. The question we are asking tonight is, do Nigerians actually know the consequences of a failed state? If Nigeria collapses the way that Somalia collapsed, please, Tabo.
Thank you, my very good friends and good listeners. Now, coming to the headline about Teofilos Danjuma. Why was Teofilos Danjuma talking about Nigeria being a failed state? Is it when he had sold all his oil well plus the one he reserved and he got $1 billion? That time Nigeria wasn't a failed state, or this is the man, a retired army general, who has at least 14 director of 14 companies in Nigeria, only him alone.
An army general. Not fighting. He is not in the
chairman and managing director of 14, at least 14 public liability companies. Teofilos Danjuma. Incredible. Now, this was somebody who says he's a Christian. By the way, when we are talking about these people, let us have the chronological order of why this Boko Haram is talking about.
Can you hold it there? Because you'll come back to be able to do it. We don't want to, because a lot of listeners have been emailing and texting and saying that it appears we cut people off in mid-flow and all the rest of it. But what we want to do is for us to be very brief in terms of summary. Because we're going to come back to you to elaborate on this.
Okay.
Yes.
Let me just finish up. If Teofilos Danjuma is saying that Nigeria is a failed state, Teofilos Danjuma should be tried for political and economic kidnapping in Nigeria.
For political and economic kidnapping in Nigeria.
That's right.
You hold on to that because you'll develop that later. I want to ask again, or to perhaps flesh out the issues behind the second headline that Amarachi read out for us is that the Attorney General of the Federation, you know, they abbreviate everything in Nigeria, is called AGF. The AGF said on Thursday, there is gone, that investigations will the relevant agencies will conduct necessary investigations before proceedings can commence. Now, what he's trying to say is that the investigations carried out by the so-called elected or rigged House of Representatives is not adequate. He said, the government must be guided by the dictates of the rule of law and due process as required of any democratically elected and responsible government. In this regard, I'm quoting AGF, who is the Attorney General of the country called Nigeria. In this regard, the need to ensure that thorough investigations are carried out by relevant law enforcement agencies cannot be overemphasized. Do you have any faith in what this man is saying, please, Uche? Tabo, before you come in, does this bear any resemblance to what any minister of justice, for that matter, a so-called learned person, is this the best way to approach a very critical issue of this magnitude?
Of course, what we are seeing here is a situation where the AGF is trying to protect his friends, his masters, who of course supporting him. Because remember that these oil cables are so powerful that they have divided the Nigerian oil well amongst themselves. And of course, a situation where you have billions of dollars being produced, being realized every day. What do you expect of an ordinary Nigerian who is hungry? So the man himself is trying to protect his friends, his allies, his masters from being prosecuted and from being exposed. This is just a way of delaying justice, which is not going to be accepted by the ordinary Nigerians if they have the will to do so.
But the problem is that today the ordinary Nigerians actually understand what is happening. We are getting signals.
The truth is that
Because before we come to the workers who have not been paid, let us, I think it's important. I think the whole thing ties in, doesn't it? Ndi Abulego ha from Egansutre no here go man. Ha gazone go on ha. Onwe ze ga din eje akwu ndi na ron ugwo. Eh eh. Em wanting to ga akpo na ha ndi zone go. Gwakwu no ego le ha buru. Aka ma manu mata agbo e ma ego le billion no okwu igbo.
Well, ego billion no okwu igbo bo ihe ndi igbo na akpo agokata agbo wa. So, Yemele, with that now, you see, this question of justice, Minister of Justice Bello Adoke. Now, Nigerians should not forget about one man called Michael Andoka. This was the person who has been defending Ibori. Now, this is another substitution because Ibori was a thief in London when with the wife at the Wicks supermarket at Harrow. Now, he was criminalized and sanctioned. He ran back to Nigeria. He went to Abuja. He was a thief. The same Michael Andoka, who was supporting this man, so they have substituted it for another AGF called Adoke. So it is in the Nigerian context. Now, it was not until Ibori was arrested and brought to London that a small court, remember Michael Andoka was the same attorney general like this man. Ibori was tried in all courts in Nigeria and he was freed. Until one court in London, equivalent to a court in Ochanja, imprisoned Ibori for 15 years. Now, how do you make it up? This mafia, this group, these buccaneers, they will bring one man who will protect their interests and call him AGF. In short, in Nigeria, they have formed the whole thing with their alphabet, in short, A to Z. This is AGF. It's the same man who is trying to protect his own cabals.
Thank you very much. Marty, can you then tell us how this, because we're getting signals that this is not about Biafra, that Radio Biafra was set up by Biafrans to discuss Biafran issue. Can you perhaps explain to them now, not the panelo through me and the aga, ni na go ne buhata, or won't do here, man?
Ndị bụ ndị be anyị kwasokwe na-eke mmanụ ama na ọ dịzị ka onye rigoo n'elu ebe ahụ na ọ na-ekete nke ọsọ ụmụnne ya nwụsịsịa ọ ihe na-emebe anya na ọ ihe kwesịrị na anyị ga-atụnye ọnụ kọwara ndị be anyị ihe ebe ihe na-eme anyị ebe mmiri si wee baa n'opi ụgbọgụrụ ka onye ọbụla ga-ama ihe na-eme ọ baghị uru na ị na-eti Biafra mana ị nweghị ịnụ the idea of what is happening within your environment bikos o nwere onye ga-akọwa gị ma ọ bụ na ya kọwa ya ọ ya ka ji gbakọ na mgbada ka nwee oke kọwara ọnụ ihe na-emenụ ya ka na-ayọkwa n'ọnụ gee na anyị ntị n'ụlọ na ebumnobi anyị wụ ihe gbasara Biafra mana onwe otu anyị ga-esi nweta Biafra ma ọ na ya sort other things dị around Biafra.
That's correct.
I think
never. Always, always. You know, always. You know, always. You know, doctor Gamba wanyi batero bwa because doctor kere nindi umunna anyi negent.
Ndi negent nde wenu.
Kwa lugu do to yona magi.
Oye na madam ntakla.
Okay, so what the Anna Nabata because Doctor Gamani Kuno Yina, my Nasia Jisinik, I hope I care. Nehini was a doctor and day, Mapla Yensubu. In a hand, well, because I asked, oh, Capona Handian, be to put up well, but oh, Capona Handia, Warren Hego Law, a goal, a hand is on a new he, a gondi Madini, no one day, and needing a soon here. Kone me pota isi ha kabia from one has him bam 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 by one Nigeria Hana Nine Sozo. Oh, Capona handy and Kaibono Haneze, Neganunti. Bo handy a cocae, who say hapako
I think Ngas not in my cap one, huh? So on your nega quantum wake, got quite research. A man, my yoku,
John, 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 John,
John, John, John, John, John, John, John, John, John,
John, John, John, John,
John, John, John, John, John, John,
John, John, John, John,
John,
John, John, John, John, John, John, John, John, John,
John, John, John, John, John, John, John, John, John, John, John, John, John, John, John, John, John, John, John, John, John, John, John, John, John, John, John, John, John, John, John, John, John, John, John, John, John, where old needle, where now Bandia and Abog, and then when I got caught in him and I'm a buyer.
Booza, there, Manu, what you zod in our nib, and there, Hatrock, Alua, Zalua, Atrock, Oko, the Macanoko, the Amen was the
Madame Wickedon Cabezu, Quaco, the Madame again, Radio Biafra, Gemaya, Geme, get other news outlets and know what is happening.
You say, Mara, you say, Unu Poker, Unu Quaronia, Unu Quori Gigi, Unu Blame Wigi, 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 Unu Blame W Kedu can hold 1% of Nigeria's GDP around over. A lot they are over 99% of Nigeria.
Because 99% are much again.
Well, now how much I know how much when you need me have master and servant. When you need me how much a chineke, how much how we be? Can they reason? For example, look at Ikwezuokwu na Nigeria. This Teflon Danjuma, all we are coma na Nigeria at the home. Man, a person like Professor Tan David West, this was the only minister in Nigerian government who returned and went back to the classroom. This man has never deviated from his belief. This man has been an honorable man. This man an Abara 504 Pijot for 22 years. And this man was a professor. How many people in Nigeria have done this? Apart from this man has been consistent in his criticism about Nigeria. He had never deviated. This man has told Nigerians he was a petroleum minister under Buhari. Anybody may be a dowere go anywhere in the world. Yakuo.
So now I can work with them. There were a few people who are good.
I bet my life on a person like Professor Tam David West anytime, any day.
Thank you very much. But I spoke on a hand you here, but they are here. I spoke on a hand.
Because
Gisim Boba and I were hanging out company hangway. Nihi Hana Gago go una joha or when you were company deal to among cause Cavendish Petroleum is owned by Alhaji Mai Daribe. He's from Maiduguri, Borno State. In 1996, his oil block was given to him by Sani Abacha. The number of his oil block is OML110. It's in the OBE oil field. What this man has, the value of the oil in the family of one person is $20 billion. Because with $20 billion, what can be done in the country? Because Dr. Kembako, what do you need in world you can buy with $20 billion? Because
Mama Benge Bida. Mama Bisingi Bida. Oh, Bida na secondary school ole ogano. Kosim Bida na hospital ole ogano. Ko wuzo oge meka uzo nile non at the whole of eastern Nigeria, Biafra land. Deka ibokunemu. Ko wuna oge meka okudre na anyu anyu onwekwe hedika newere loku newere be oku ego ahun ge meka ahun nde madu na ata bilata to kan kwutu yota
20 billion
na nwe majuju onwo biko
20 billion ala haje maderi benwere so that family eh? The whole African head of state, the whole African countries, hang with that money now, cash.
Hang with here.
Mbappe.
So, ego, oh, phone,
one family.
Ego, one family, one person,
the whole
of Africa, and we're in account. No. But on account of
phone. Do phone.
And they ban a good man, or when a baker's in a good man. So, look at 20 years ago, Nabia Gokonania, about one night. Akuna Hona had one night.
Oh, but the car, I knew money here. Yeah, we hear he came back. I go for Kakana for today. In my million, I hear Equo Hazo. Can I come see a quarter quarter? Nusin and Nenu, but then the Nekrumi, Nabogonu Nenu. I never know Zina Mili, Gazanu Nenu, not your Hamili.
Oh, it doesn't make sense to me. Nkaw Alhaji Mai Daribe. Nkaw Wundine Sekunu. Most other ma and then we motor accident in the mad now was Unaga gas school. Oh one dear. Unemoko. Oh one dear. Graduates are graduated from university. Oh one dear I'm gonna go on.
Oh well here no. Na ndi umaka ndi na ata ahu kita eme youth service na Nigeria na akwụghị ụgwọ.
Ana akwụzi ụgwọ.
Nwanne nwanyị so na anaghị akwụghị ụgwọ. Ahụhụ ọ na-ata wee na-efe ala nni ya without pay. Mana onye a kita ama ihe ọ na otu o si efe ala nni ya n'izu ihe niile ndị a.
Ọ na-efe ala nni n'izu ohi. General Theophilus Danjuma na agwụ na Nigeria is a failed state. O nwere oil company. Aha company ya wụ Sapetro. Sapetro. Sapetro company. Unu make how many barrels of oil they produce from that well? 300,000 barrels. Times it by $100 per barrel.
A day.
Oh no.
Account na nchinanchi. Nwanyi ona anuofo nka na akpo Daisy Danjuma. Oya budozu ge ka obru senator. Ona had the election ada under PDP.
Incredible. Una hona na on dia na ezegunu. Ha puta echi ha gunu na ha chora one Nigeria. You can see the reason why they want one Nigeria. Bikunu ko watu anyi. Onye okwanu kon e owo tso ndi ami. Nka wo Colonel Sani Bello. Eh? Colonel Sani Bello was the in-law of Abdul Salami Abubakar, former head of state. His oil block number was NOML112 and 117. Oga Anwoka was the president. Hey, Colonel. So, I'll rock for the glory of Nigeria. Oh, you're going to lose
it. God bless him, Professor Dr. Chupa Kadibu. Only then the Nigerian army challenge you. Only on a Ghana, Bakasa, recover oil well in the bar. Now, who he make you every day? I say, Ponte Gabu. Have you remembered about a man called Alozio Gumbuaja, Achona police, 12 to 24 hours? Alozio Gumbuaja, and the Nigerian army, all the highway in Atan, Kotan, and Nanon Kobi. Colonels. Dr. Colonel, I'm Major.
Colonel.
Yes.
But I've been here by Bunde Madno Porozo, unarmed civilians. And then imagine Kahamura Hana Nigeria. Hi, Ikapo. I can't. Oh, I'm about to go to and I'm about to change him for it. Obikuno, elegant, and then I can't tell on the army question now. Unuka wonder, on one yammy or again. Oh, we need them, man. Oh, even I be a groom, man. Na abana ala Biafra na gele na pego o we won onye no na mi so we bubu chi ndi mmadu
na he jagota gota abuda since 1970 even from 1966 ndi Fulanese we don't have there no problem with a recall house man. The Fulanese has been terrorizing Nigeria with the military. They have kidnapped Nigeria with the military. So onye won ni Nigeria mo gota ihe na po political and economic kidnap. Oh yeah, we here. Oh, we're here. We're here. We're here. This is what they don't want, all this democracy, all the democratic nonsense. And they queer no. Oh, army. Oh, what are you army? Can they change the, after all, look at the educational system in Nigeria. I'm not in a school in Nigeria, na Biafra. And then we end of the year. By December.
Yes.
For you to go and help your parents in the famine. Oh, and that me change the year to September. So, how we're not going to have a beke? And that me be the foreign exchange. Have you forgotten? And that me no, we have about 7 children. Now, one point, and now all the better universities in London and America.
On that.
That's right.
No, Nande, sorry. Talking about the oil block and all these things, that's to show you that the military are still virtually in power, not minding that how many years, 15 years, Agala. Okay, well, as same with the so-called democracy, civilian head of states. But in reality, the military are still holding power. The actual power in Nigeria is still 100% residing with the military. With due respect to the president, good luck, Jonathan, the power, the executive power in Nigeria rests with the military. They dictate what is happening. Look at the oil blocks you have mentioned. All of them are within the military. How many of them, how many civilians has got this oil block? As we come across, of course, there are a few is civilians, but majority of them are military or former military men who used their power when they were in office to hijack and hold on to these oil blocks. So Nigeria is effectively still being ruled by the military with a civilian at the head.
That is absolutely correct. And before I get Uche to come in here, we must mention that even the central bank governor, his family, do you know how much they make from Nigeria? $12 billion. $12 billion. They own a company called Seplat Petroleum. The front person for this criminal organization is called Prince Nasiru Ado Bayero. Akuna huno tundia shine esunyego. Hey, sogidego. Hapura one hatinye to be the custodian of a big Ghana,
and to defend it.
And here we can name Islamic Bank.
Right.
Ego mano nde madna taho. Eme kwasi na wo. Ijo ajo nde mbamiri oje wumbunu. How Hausas and Fulanis managed to convince Umunna and Mbamiri and Ndibo with their problem is beyond me. Lepo ni ne busi hane Ego.
No.
Hasi na wundibo with their problem. Iyam jina ajo wo biko. Uche kwa watu ndi ne agentu. Oyel. Yadiko wenha wo do yela ni ku. O wonde madun wen o wo haso ro yela ko wo fode olemole ni manyi wo dis oyel ani ku ku ya. Ani ke bo si na aputa.
Oyel ani ku make ya. Na ku be maka Nigeria. Oyel bidogodu na horribly. With ebana was Niger Delta tata. And then ije na ma ijo area, ma Calabar, ma Edo, all these areas. Ebaka is the army toy in Nigeria. They use that. Now, Ijekwan Edo State, Mon, in Ghana, was Niger Delta Kita, Ifuna, ndị a na-amị ọyị be ha ije na mmiri mmiri anaghị aṅụ aṅụ ọyị mmanụ juu na mmiri ha na-anwụsịsị then ọkụ adịrọ na Niger Delta ndị mmadụ ihe most people nọ na Niger Delta bụ azụ ka ha na-akụ n'ime mmiri. Now, since Nigerian government has been drilling the oil, this oil have been drilled. When it is drilled, it is going to the north, and that explains why most of the oil blocks have been divided among the Fulanis. Now,
can you explain to them, please, why is it then that if you go to, say, for instance, the River State, if you ask them what is your problem, why can't they see the Hausa and the Fulanis as their problem? Why think that it is the Igbos who are their problems? That is a mentality I can't get my head around. I na kwa ha na abali a si lekwe ndi mere Nigeria na aga n'ihu unu lekwe ndi na-ezu ego unu ego akro no ha nwere. Because we are Commonwealth. Let us not. Commonwealth means ihe ohanwe. Ndi ebe na bi esori ihe ohanwe. O de ka tucha uto munna.
Uto
nye vure gbalaga. O ya ihe na me ihe. Ihe anyi na ajo ko wa ka ni na gente gota. There must be something ni na o mbe a na ekwu okwu. Ufodi ndi mmadu na ekwu ni ihe a na eme ta na o Christians ko ta dere. Na o wuge Muslims ko ta dere. Ai ya be na ka ha wanting to okay. Biko gani ka akwụkwọ ndị na-ege ntị sị ha adịghị ama ma aka ha ga na-eji na-enweta anyị n'izu ụka na-abịa abịa because na Thursday rute anyị gachọ ha na-akpọkwa n'anyị dịka isikwu na-eme na mbụ ka onye ọbụla nwetazie ọ wụghị sọsọ ndị ụfọdụ ka onye ọbụla nwee ike nweta ihe. Biko ka ọwara anyị ọ bụ gịnị mere isi okpuru ndị nọ n'ụlọ ọ bụ gịnị mere ndị mba mmiri ahụ beghị na ndị wu ndị iro ha ndị chọrọ ka ha nwụọwu ndị ugwu awụsa na ọgbụghị ụmụnne ha ndị Igbo.
Ọ bụ eziokwu na etu anyị si ekwu ọyịla a na-amị na mba mmiri. Ndị ji ọyị niile a bụ ndị Hausa. Ndị Hausa ji ọyị niile a billions of dollars ana accrue from the oil are being siphoned to the northern part of Nigeria. Now, those billions of dollars will be used to build schools, employ people, and train technicians in the Niger Delta. But these things are not being done. Now, because the Igbos spearheaded the issue of social justice in Nigeria by saying that enough is enough. Now, these people said, the military and the Hausas and these oil cowboys, they now sponsored campaign against the Igbos to tell
to deflect attention.
Yes, of course.
Their criminality.
To tell them that the Igbos are too wise, they are so economically conscious, they are so materialistic, they are going to dominate you, they are going to kill you, they are going to take your oil, they are going to take your wealth.
But what are they? Now, the ones taking it?
Yes, they are the people taking it. Evidence abounds. Obuna in Aluka. Go and look into all these evidences. Search for yourself. You will see that the people that are spoiling Nigeria today, the people that are looting the treasury, the people that are looting the oil wealth are the Fulanis, the military.
And they keep telling you about one Nigeria.
That's
the worst part of it. Because Tabo to put it, but I have one thing against it. No, 11870 Thursdays and Bunugabas was the one and the neg. Umununu, Mandi, Kumandi, Besiha, Bosso, Baku Jerodio, every Thursday and every Saturday. One thing to get with Terunia, Kuboche, Kamubuka, Karugabala, Biko. Umunne manya na riunu na si otu obula osere de unekwetekwele ni Nigeria na ekwu ni na Nigeria na tru na se ha wo gendi ama biko ta abu ke mi ke pata I tell you we don't want to take any break today because ngai bu na ekwu all the okempa unu to ka kpocha hand ya ni leta
mba ya ga kpocha na nchi
ba ihe mere we na abela ihe gbasara about this petroleum man over ihe ndu ndi igbe ga ajo onwe ha bu mgbe granite na enye ego na Nigeria. O nwere mgbe ndị Igbo ka ọ bụ ndị mba mmiri ka ndị rivers ụmụnne anyị na-eje n'ugwu Hausa na-adọka granite ha. Ihe ndị Hausa kwuru na ndị Fulani kwuru bụ na a ga na-eke pyramid ihe gbasara mgbe eji granite arụ pyramid na a ga na-ete according to derivation be ha ka esi enweta ya. Mana ihe megheziri ndị mba mmiri anya abụ mgbe Abacha nyere ha 1 million march ha ji wee gbagoo na Abuja were hụzie ihe a na-arụ de mgbe a ka anya ha ji wee meghee. Betunu na John Wonwu na ajụjụ ihe mere ewudat na onweghị obodo a na-amị mmanụ all over the world. Government of that country is involved in the oil. Nọọ ndụ nwe mmanụ ka a na-asị mịanụ mmanụ unu mịa mmanụ ree mmanụ gọọmenti ewere tax. But all the name of Nigeria, Kazi Haggage in a settled on Dami, Kajana Gwandundum Bamirivo, Nenanya Ubua, Ka, Ia Aguaruno 30 years ago. Ndibua, I have a problem. After all, my own village. Esibanambra State. My own village is 42 miles to Onitsha town. One of them are my village. Beside my village, anywhere oil gas. So can I hide you, Mamanune? I didn't see where no manunu, Rian Manunu, Bupunu, Papunu. Happen in Dibuaka. Can it chat on one? Oh, Manunese. Yes, I said, but they refuse to see reason that Nanda, G. Ebwe, now, Ma, where ba, no, Ami, where name political and economic kidnapping in Nigeria.
Biko, omo nye na aru anyi uka. If you're doubting what we are telling you, biko unu wende na rona Central Bank of Nigeria unu jo ha usu ha juo Lamido Sanusi. Sia owo nye wo Seplat Petroleum. Unu juo ya sia one near cousin yawo Prince Nasiru Adebayore oji $12 billion name again. Kenyandi aji $1 billion name. What for? What are they doing with it?
But at the same Central Bank governor, opi awo bang with 500,000 on enyendu Boko Haram burunugu awosa ndi bonone ketere that money. Owaru Central Bank governor.
100 million.
Yes, ndi bonone ketere the money. Can I watch where we take the money?
Anybody who, after seeing and hearing all these things, you still believe in one Nigeria. Is that person normal?
Well, why are you just normal? The so-called, all the senators, all the House of Rep, whatever they call themselves. Now, the senators in Nigeria, the so-called, they can't call Nigeria, the senators, Hacha Uzi employment agencies. Before you went all on a federal government, how many universities came in Nigeria? I'm 79 universities, private universities. Nigeria. Where are they going to work? All senators in our corner. Senators in the recharge card. This is here we recharge card, credit card, my MTN, my ATC light, my other nonsense. Can you hear senators now? Can any senator get when you can't hear Nigeria about how Nigeria will be good for the benefit of the masses?
So why do they believe in one Nigeria? Why? Why do people still believe in it?
They believe in one Nigeria, those who believe in one Nigeria, because everybody believe in it, because on when deny it with that order, then yet to her. Iman yet to Dubania, I didn't have Dubania man on.
Because they're beggars.
That's right.
They are beggars.
Ụfọdụ ndị ahụ ji ihe ndị a taputara na table ndị ọga ha na-eri nri ha ga-ekwenu ka ọga ha daa. Because ha mara that ma ọga ha nọ dịa ihe ahụ na-adapụta na ha ji na-eri nri a ga-anụkwa ọ ya mere. And ihe megwụrụ ọzọ gị bịa chekie ndị Hausa na ndị Fulani mgbe ọbụla enwere ọrụ ọjọọ edeti job na-ekwesịrị ime eme ha eji echeta ndị Igbo. Ọ ndị Igbo ji arụrụ ha deti job. Gị bịa cheke mgbe ọbụla enwere any issue ọbụla a ga-ekwesịrị ime. Cheke mgbe Obasanjo chọrọ ime third term. Cheke mgbe Abacha chọrọ ịnọ. Cheke mgbe Babangida chọrọ ịbịachi Uruhia. Ha na ha ya ndị Igbo ga-awụrụ ndị na-etiri ha mkpu. So ọ ka nwere ndị na-eketa òkè. O nwere ndị na-erite uru na ihe a na mmegbu a na-emegbu ọha na eze. O nwere mmadụ ole na ole na-erite uru n'ime ya. Ọ ihe mere na o jiri dịka ma o nwere ha kwere na One Nigeria, but onwe ndị kwere na One Nigeria, onwe ndị kwere, o ndị kwere dị ntakịrị, kama mgbe oge ga-eru ha ga-amadatụ na ihe ha kwere onwe ha nọ n'ime ya.
Eziokwu, biko Dr. Ọ ga-adịkwa mkpa ka ndị mmadụ ga-akwa webụsaịtị anyị, bikos na aha ndị ohi anyị ga-apọblish China webụsaịtị. Onweghị any newspaper in Nigeria that will publish it. No. But Radio Biafra London will. I got published. Ega na website hanyi www.radiobiafralondon.com. Ega ebe ahụ ndị ohi anọ. Ndị a na-eme ndị marijina nwụchu ọnwụ. Ihe mere ihe a na-aga n'ihu na Nigeria. Anyị ga-agwụ unu ndị ha wụ. Amara. Ọwụ gịnị mere ndị a ga-eji na-evu $30 billion, $80 billion. Ọwụghị naira ọnwụ. Ndị mmadụ machie na naira. Ọ bụ gịnị mere dịka ịgọpụtara na isiokwu anyị n'abalị a? Why are workers not being paid? To portray the level of wickedness is beyond humanity. Why are they taking this money? They are not paying workers. What is going on, Biko?
Na ndị ofe chọrọ ejọwọ. Ego ole ka ofu onye ga-eri? Unu ole ka ofu onye rụchaa 100-story building? How many rooms are you going to occupy? Is all 1,000 cars? One ka ị ga-anya at a time? Onwe any reason whatsoever mmadụ dị ndụ nwee ga-eji nwee obi iburu ego Guy save in another bank or within Nigeria or outside Nigeria. Or even where I don't understand it. It's just a height of wickedness. When such amount of money, then the other time I read about a teacher collapse on na assembly or so. I read it somewhere.
Because of ago.
The
teacher na akuzuru mwanyi na da na wona ago made buru billion
umuha kwesiri ikwuru hugwa akwọ he nwe onye na akwu hugwa na erihi nni ke ka o ga esigo umu ya kwan mana ndi a na send umuha obodo iba na ago akwi na diego ne ka na akwọ yeye na international university. Some of them 32,000 pounds
yeah.
The guy Imperial College who umundia Imperial College. Some of them are paying £40,000 a year. Times three.
But in kind of mebu, ha, ndin atang hona one all on 80, one Nigeria. Is disgraceful.
It doesn't end that. O funny ni mehao, ni o funny ni aneri. Ha na ibure efrene na aga na aya iyo.
Now, when you hold economic power, you have control almost aspects of life, over almost or every aspect of life in Nigeria. People are so economically emasculated that they are tired, they are afraid, they can't even say anything. Anybody that is hungry will want to look after himself first. They don't have time to start.
So people are behaving like wild animals in the zoo.
That's what it is.
More or less, isn't it? It seems to me that with the sophistication of Boko Haram, the nature of the attack, Nandi is zungenego, hamazing here again, a wezi kanage training in a bush in the mud. Is that a very fair assessment, a very fair conclusion to come to?
Yeah, first of all, let us ask ourselves, what is the issue of this Boko Haram? Remember, Boko Haram was a metamorphosis of Matasine. Now, these people are cowards. Now, who created all these things? The Christians. The problem we have in Nigeria is started from the Christians.
We'll come to that. Tell us about Boko Haram and this money, because that issue is very, very explosive. We'll also put it on the website. If you want to reach us, it is www.radiobiafralondon.com. We'll come to that as a separate issue. Please educate our listeners, enlighten them. Let's not use the word educate. Enlighten our listeners to understand, as Amarachi pointed out, the link between still is on Hebrew go hanwe. Now go on it. For the teacher. What is the role of this stolen money to Boko Haram? Ni hinanya ga bonde na sponsor Boko Haram no gana de ganya. We know who they are. We know where they bank their money, and we're going to reveal it to the whole world. They can publish a handy and zoom hi ubua. Kawaranya, what is the link? Why is Boko Haram possible? Who made Boko Haram possible?
Now that's what I was trying to tell you. The issue of Boko Haram was the existence of the febrility of the Christians. For example, starting from Nnamdi Azikiwe, remember when the Northerners said they are not ready for independence. Who are the people who say we can wait for them? These are the Christians, Nnamdi Azikiwe and Co. Now from there, he came down to Teofilo Danjuma when they planned the coup and killed Agu Irosi. Who did that? If all the Christians, who recruited all the people, all the Christians, the people who executed the Nigerian Biafra War, were all the Christians.
From Middle Belt.
From Middle Belt.
Go on, another lesson.
Yes. Okay. Who created the first issue of disintegrating Nigeria in the name of state creation? Was it not a Gowon? Where is Gowon today? Tafida even beat him and told him to go back to Panchen, that you are not a member of the North, because they have used the Christian Gowon to achieve their own aim. Yes? Now, come down to the issue of the latest creation again, disintegrating Nigeria, called cis geopolitical nonsense. Who created this? He not Dr. Alex Ekweme.
A Christian.
So you can see the metamorphosis of all this, the subjugation of all this. All this will come down to Boko Haram issue and Matasine. If Christians have told the Hausa people that we are forging ahead without you, there will be nothing like that. Okay, look at the Teofilo Danjuma. When Teofilo Danjuma was eating and dining, now in his own Taraba state, even the Biroms, who are killing them now, is not his own creation? Because when you were feeding a lion and you don't have any food again for the lion will first of all come for your hand. And this is what is happening. If the Christians has been what they were, this issue of Boko Haram should not suffice.
So, what are you saying is that the problem in Nigeria today was partially created by Christians?
That's right.
Because at each point in the history of that hopeless country, a Christian have always made a decision that would, somewhere down the line, will affect the lives of ordinary people.
That's right.
Without them knowing it.
That's right.
Whereas the Alhajis are busy siphoning away all the money and occupy positions. But the problem, I find it astonishing, is that the same way you say, Doctor, that Christians are actually responsible for the death of Christians now in the northern part of Nigeria?
There may be some element of truth in it. But if you analyze it, check it in the present day as it is stands today. Now, Boko Haram is not fed or nourished by Christians. Boko Haram, as it is presently constituted, are being nourished, fed, and empowered by the northerners who feels that their power has been taken away from them.
Christians indirectly encouraged the issue of Boko Haram because they have not been confrontational. They have not been matching them with force, just like other people.
No, that's not what that's not what he said. What he's saying is that there is cause and there is reaction. You take a decision, and that decision has consequences. Mm-hmm. If you decide to go and build, to purchase land in Gwagulada or in Uguzo, and you build Okura to Okura and Okurise, you can't complain when Boko Haram bombs you or kills you, because you should have had the common sense to realize that this thing has happened before. And you're still building. You must be a fool.
And that is indirect encouragement of that.
Exactly.
When you go there, when you go up there, they are killing you, you're still going there. You're encouraging
them to kill you. So it's as simple as the thing is that at each critical stage in the history of the useless country called Nigeria, a Christian has always been responsible for making decisions. If you look at what happened when the British government asked Anthony Enahoro about his views on Biafra, Anthony Enahoro is a Christian. He advised the British government that they should deploy every means necessary to make sure that the Igbos will not rise again. The same Anthony Enahoro. Yes, we have the document. We'll be releasing them very soon. Yeah, no radio Biafra. When he ain't there, so onye me hiojo ayega bapia ayega bo no to onye owolade onye mo chanya di abia potani abia agwanye. We are not hiding. Now, the fact of the matter is that at each critical stage in the history of that country, Obafemi Awolowo is a Christian, is that correct? He presided over a policy of starvation to starve the Biafran people to submission during the war. Do you want, you're beginning to follow that? Gowon is a Christian. Gowon prosecuted the war and was responsible for giving every Igbo family £20 after the war. Theophilus Danjuma is a Christian. He led the group that went to Fajuyi's house in Ibadan to go and take Agironsi and kill Agironsi. He was a Christian. When Nnamdi Azikiwe had it within his gift to save his people, this is what Radio Biafra is saying. If you are an Igbo person and you're running for elected office in Abuja, you will either die or they will disgrace you. You can never get it because God don't want you to be there in the first place. What Tabo is saying is that at each critical phase in the history of the country, Christians, in fact, who took the decision to even build Abuja in the first place? Obasanjo, Christian. The plan, the agreement to build it was, As they say, it was a commission that was set up to determine how to build.
It was Agoda,
yes.
They decided, and Agoda came back to lament that this wasn't what we have in our intention to do this. But at the same time, like you said, when you are taking a decision, you don't know that decision will come back to haunt you.
And that's right. And the Christians are firmly responsible for. Or they are culpable. Can we use the word culpable, Uche? That they are complicit.
Of course. There were nothing like the issue of like Maestro Shinek when Ahmadu Bello was interested in the north, Dr. Akpara was interested in South, Awolowo was interested in the west. There were nothing like Maestro Shinek. Now, it was when this disintegration of Nigeria called creation of states by Gowon, thinking that you are pushing people. But you at the same time shooting yourself in the leg. Where is Gowon today? His own people are being bombed by the same Boko Haram. The Biron people, you don't know nowhere to be seen again.
My goodness. Let's give them the telephone number to be able to reach us on Thursday by 9 p.m. It's very. If you want to call us on the studio and join in the debate, the number to ring is +44 or 0044 783 1308376. Please, this is the new studio number, And you can also use it to text us. If you send us a text message, of course, we'll read it out. And when you're texting us, please also endeavor to include your name. Wanya Haimene Sendran Yuzi na text. We'll read the text out. We'll publish the very good ones on our website. And we, what we want to do is to tell the world what is happening, how Biafrans are suffering, what is happening. The number again is 0044-783-130-8376. That is the studio line that when you call us, you will be able to discuss with you. And you tell us what you have in mind. Or when need your email, if you want to send us email, you can always go to our website and send us email. This is info@radiobiafralondon.com. Info, I-N-F-O, info@radiobiafralondon.com. Because our frequency is 11.87 kilohertz, more than 11.87 megahertz. Unu chawacha, gawana one name woke up megahertz. Igan what ye ban. As long as no 11.87, igan what a rani.
25 meter band, yes.
On 25 meter band.
Right.
Because, they won't. I say, no goddamn, my tupanya may cheer who are more like ambassadors. I check out her, and I call what I hear you, Guan. What one of her? In any para. Oboba, I'll try and no moon in Sinoria. I have one has in her leque, a bany do Hanaga. Oh, when you want to do her. Ebe, how will I call you, Jehan? What up, Ramagua? Bagua, Chichi, say, in Hindi, I put a way, Zoko, or where is you? I na Junase, or Bogini game, Egino, Egardino, Hamwene, Matabo, Matabas, Ruin, Ebia, hard to pay to you. Second, Gagile, when you're on your own, you know, when you're doing your turn, or the Doc
Boko Haram, no, nota. Anyana ekwu that na ọwụ ndị Christian na akwado ndị Boko Haram kama ndị because ndị Christians our Christian ideology I believe don't believe in violence. Now they are taking advantage of that.
I think we are missing the point. The point of the matter is that now at each point, I will repeat, at each point in the history of the country, the critical decision, the Northerners, we need to let our listeners know. And they are watching and the Fulani did not believe in one Nigeria. They never believed. A motion for independence was tabled in 1957. And they said no, they didn't want independence from Nigeria. They wanted to go their own separate ways. It was Nnamdi Azikiwe that begged them and pleaded with them to come back to join Nigeria. They didn't want to be a part of Nigeria. And that decision was taken by a Christian.
So are we all trying to advise our people now? Onyona gadi very careful. You know, at that point or at that stage that you have to take decision on behalf of your people, you have to be cautious.
The issue, I don't want us to lose sight of the fact. The fact is that now, Boko Haram is bombing you, telling you that they want to go. You're the one holding them. Boko Haram is saying, we want an Islamic state in the north. It is the Christians in the south saying, no, we want one Nigeria. Try to understand that.
And that is why an Igbo man, a Christian, who go to the north, establish his business, establish everything he is doing. Why Boko Haram is killing you? You are still there. Why are you still there? I know it's not very easy to relocate, but we have been praying for decades, praying to God to help us. But a prayer without good work is
dead.
It's dead. Faith without good work is dead. The God that has sent an Igbo man, given an Igbo man all the wherewithals, all the intelligence and wisdom to be to be commercially aware, to be enterprising. We also allow you, the day you take a decision, to go back to your own fatherland. That same God will still reestablish you. That is all what we are saying. Boko Haram, the Northerners do not want one Nigeria. They have told everybody to go. But it is we, the Igbos, the Christians, that are still there. We are the last people standing, the last rock standing. They are killing us and we are still there. That is why Nigeria is still one today. The Igbo man is the only people, the Igbos are the people holding Nigeria today. The day the Igbos take the decision to go back to their fatherland, that day Nigeria could have. And it is only that day that God will start listening to us.
But from what you're saying, because we need to, we might have to conclude on this, but because it's very, very critical. What we are saying is that who are the Igbos? Who are they? Who are the Igbos? What sort of faith do they have? Is it Christianity?
Of course, Christianity.
So who are the people keeping Nigeria one today?
The Igbos, the Christians.
Exactly. So that goes back to the point that the problem of Nigeria is basically Christians. The Christians, the Christians in Nigeria have never done what they're supposed to do. Never. They've never done it. When they're supposed to do A, they do B. When they're supposed to do B, they do C. The thing is that Boko Haram is killing you, bombing you, and telling you, we don't want to belong to Nigeria. Why are you holding on to them by going to Guzo to go and build a hotel?
You see, let me come in here. You see, by going, the Christians going all over the north, educating these people, the economic power of the Christians is adding more bullet to the strength of Boko Haram.
Yes, it is.
So the more you stay there, the more you give them economy, the more they give them energy, the more you pump them to come and bomb you again. So what we are saying, Radio Biafra is against violence. But Radio Biafra is not against you defending yourself.
But how can you defend? Are you telling me that will Boko Haram come to Isukwata to bomb us? Cross the river? Is that feasible?
No.
The only Boko Haram that can do that in that Isukwata will be Boko Haram from Isukwata.
Yes, but you never know. Okay. And you never know, because as far as this House of Fulani is, or this Fulani had stooges inside the Igbo land, inside the Biafra land.
Yes.
Well, the nothing is impossible.
And with the way we look for money.
And like you people were saying of bringing their children abroad for education. You don't say how many of them. There's one Alhaji who have about 9 children in certain universities here. 9 children, one person.
But we want the name. We got one hand.
That's right. That's why we do that. But we the time is against us.
Yes. I got one hand. Because you know, on our website, www.radiobiafralondon.com. You know, one hand. You hear me? Negole hasun. No, I got one hand there. Ah, ha, hearing now. Come on, I got one hand. No two. And then I want to have two. Cavendish Petroleum, only when we are Haji Mai Daribe, Oshi Bruno, or Sana Batanere, Egua Osun, he holds you $20 billion. Because I was separate to the same Dan Jumana Kwakwata and Nigeria, maybe also maybe in Nigeria. Egua Obu, no, he won $17.8 billion. Oh, he holds on, no, he Biko, I and I do not say, or in a Ganyente, in cases, no, but in Keta. Do na lolu ha wo munu nu sina Radio Biafra London le wetere unu ozi na 11870 kHz na kwa 11.87 MHz on the shortwave band. Icho wa China 25 meter band ige enweti ya Gazro World Receiver Radio ige enweta Radio Biafra London. Akare ga na eji na enweta anyi na Thursday na bia wo 0044 783 130 8376 Biko, or when you met the Chegana website, www.radiobiafralondon.com. Natoze, Izukana Biabia, or Malitepole, Unibi, Biranagwan, I Chorondinin, Indinin, and be her journey, Menuguawasa, Unuquan is Yanusi, Kowanin and Ekent, Manahere Manin. The reason why we want to leave Nigeria, we don't want to be part of Nigeria because Nigeria is a fraud. Nigeria ebe anọ wo ebe ndi ohi nọ biko anyi na asị na anyi achọrọ iketa oke n'obodo dị otu ahụ n'ikpete maazị anyi ga-arụtụ ihe ndị aka ọkwụ na-ekwu ego ezuru n'ohi ka anyi na-ekwu ihe ndị a anyi na asị ọwụ gịnị mere all the companies that Dr. Michael Okpara built and Samumbakwe that would have absorbed all our university graduates ọ nwere ike na-arụ ọrụ maka oge ndị a na-ezu n'ohi. Why is that the case? Ọnwụ ihe anyị na-achọpụtabe na redio bịa ọwụ gịnị. What type of God created them to be so evil and wicked, even to their own kind? Why is ceramic so much not working? Why is Golden Guinea not working? Why is Ojiri Power Plant not? I thought they said Rochester Culture is doing very well. Why can't Ezin Nachi be reopened? Why can't they reopen all these places?
Now, in Anya here, but here, look at what you can in Nkalago Cement Factory. With Ego Dangote now, Cement Factory do more corner than Anya. Ongoleni cement factory na nani
mba
that none. So ya na ekwu okay, look at coal, look at this ezin na chi na ekwu na okwe mana ndocha esigwo na adabeke eba ga na Imo state government ewere akwụkwọ nye government si na kwe ndocha bi ka ha mege ezin na chi ihe a we da mmiri we ruo taa Because even onye nwezi nnachi onye eze ndezi nnachi na barabara ibe ego azu ya ganyego die but that factory get created not less than 7,000 jobs.
That is correct. Yes. So anyway, you know, 7,000 even because anyway, ripple effect in economics.
Of course, yes.
Anyway,
yeah.
More than 7,000 people will not have gone to Imo State.
Because,
but because now Imo State government, but mbakwe haruru hendi ano, are they stupid? Mbakwe haruru mu hendi akumi kenyene.
Onye na nganti, ndu na anota ono governor. Onye sena ihani kuwa mhezioku ya kwa Radio Biafra. Gwa governor, ya dute onye nduye, ka e were akwukwo, ka Radio Biafra were akwukwo ndocha wetere a ga-eji gemezezi nnachi, ka enye ya na London ka ofu ya.
But ihe na chebu, beta na gari asi na ọna he emebe ofuma, na governor na-eme ofuma, why can't they create jobs? Obuge, there must be something behind it. Obuge ni mere ndi achoghi ime ka umuaka anyi wike nweta ọrụ, nweta be ha ga na aga na aga.
The governor Imo State bara ya bu nwannunu ebebe ha ebe na anyu ogu akpana. On your put it.
So, oh, he and Ian on one of them who was on Ali, we've been in Ohino. Why can't they allow foreign investors to come in to invest to reopen? They're not asking for state aid. Why stop investment to get a brand new?
Oh, yeah, I need a challenge. Governor Imo State, just can you regulate this? Is Nachi? Governor Imo State, all Nahani, Quad Homa, Yaguanian do you? Kanye na ka Radio Biafra na onye representative we meet in London. Ye were document maka that is in that nye na ka kofu na nya na abo.
Behind that you because Nwada Marachi unu wa mere were ma afa abo ma afa to fail ala nunu wo Nigeria. Akwa by force. Afos una force unu ga make
use. By fire actually.
Behind that you ndị na-aga school na Nigeria na akụzi kwere ihe na university ọ bụ ha na-aga n'ihi na ọ dị m ka nị na ya ibe onye m na ụmụ ya akụziri ha
mgbe
nọrọ mgbe pepụ na-aga school na Nigeria ana jukwu unu si ka ebe unu ga-arụ ma onupụta
agba ekperechi ka
ọ dịka ajụjụ eri na ajụ o nwere ndị a na-akpọ ndị polytechnics na Nigeria enwere ihe a na-akpọ industrial attachment a na-aga government of Nigeria na-evote ego for that industrial attachment wee ruo today but onwe ha ebe a na-ekeri the money. Look at the pension fund pension ka ofu onye were ego ti na-akpọ wee zụọ 108 property already
were ego ndị pension were sonye na-akpa ya
na Anambra State alone ndị pensioners na-aga. Ọ bụ na ndị pensioners gaba ebe ha na-akwụ n'ala na inweta ego pension ha a na-eji igbo ozu dobe n'akụkụ maka ndị ga-efeti efeti ndị ga-ada ada eburu ha
tinye
ọkwụrụ ka ịnata pension.
Amachike ka alaghachi ka nwee ike hazigharị anyị okwu biko olee gị ihe anyị ga-eme ka ndị anyị chọrọ ịzọpụta Biafra ọ bụ eziokwu akwụ ya anyị achọghị Biafra ndị na-emere aga ndị penshon eburu igbo ozu na-eso ha n'azụ ha ma dakwanụ nwụọ. Anyị na-asị ka ndị ebe anyị ga-esi apụ ndụ olee gị ndụmọdụ anyị na-enye ndị ebe anyị n'abalị nketa biko.
Ndụmọdụ anyị na-enye ndị na-ege anyị ntị n'ụbọchị taata bụ ka onye ọwụ na-asa anya na-enegharị anya na-ege ntị na-ama ihe anyị na-akọwa nke ị na-aghọta ha jụọ ajụjụ nke anyị kọwakwa nọta otu esi amụta ihe wee akọ ikwucha ihe na-edo oge anya ị ga-agụkwa ma ọ jụta ndị ka gị imegide otu i wee mata nwee ike decide ya for yourself ma eziokwu ndị ọ na-ekwu ihe ziri ezi eziokwu dị na o nwere uru dị na anyị nwe isi ịnọrọ onwe anyị bikos ọ na ịghọta ha nwee reasons ị ga-eji back up whatever thing you believe in then you will not stand for what you believe in.
Na ihe dị na ihe Biafra bụ onye kwe chi ekwe anyị ga-ekweta na Biafra bụ be anyị Biafra is our own. It is only that time that God will begin to listen to us.
There will be condom and the guy in Balea. I ask you, there will. Name no na labana balea. Unubura handi and is no one dear wound you, no one dear wound in a bushoon. Oh, munu na unde one amule quendi buruha. Oh, one dear na what you feel also danjuma. Oh, one de deca Cornel Sani Bello. Ọwụ dị mmadụ dịka Alhaji Muhammad Indimi ndị nke Niger State, ọwụ mmadụ dịka Alhaji Saleh Muhammad Gambo. Ndị a unu na-anwụ echi, ụmụ nwanne gị nwoke na-anwụrụ, nwanne gị nwaanyị na-anwụrụ, papa gị na-anwụ, ma gị na-anwụ, ọwụ ndị a wụ ndị na-egbuchi ha. Ndị a niile akpọrọ aha Alhaji Saleh Muhammad Gambo, Prince Nasiru Ado Bayero, ego ndị a zụrụ anaghị akpọ ya aha, ma unu emeghị ọkụ, Mune magi, ọ kwụnụ gị ngụmụnụ go lọgwụ. Mụ lọgwụ adịghị. Mee ka akwụkwọ adịghị. Ọ wụ ndị a na-eme unu. Ọ bụghị ekwensu. Unu hapụ ekwensu aka. Ọ nweghị ihe mere unu. Ndị ji nụ bụ ndị a. Ekwensu unu na-ahụ anya bụ ndị anyị kpọrọ aha. Ọ wụ ha bụ ndị ekwensu ji na-arụ ọrụ pụrụ iche n'ime ndụ unu. Anyị na-asị, ihe ga-adọpụta anyị n'ọnwụ bụ ekwensu a bụ Biafra. Biko anyị na-ekene unu. Ka ọ na-adịkwa n'izu ụka ọzọ.